Dave Pellis, welcome. Thanks for coming in and talking to me.
You're welcome.
You work at Dry Hooch, correct?
Yes, I do.
Now, are you one of the founders, co-founders, or what's your...
I am actually program director of all the services in Dry Hooch.
Okay.
The program was started by Bob Curry, a Vietnam veteran, door gunner in Vietnam.
Wow.
Experienced quite a bit of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, that was a tough job. I knew a couple of those guys. That's a real tough job.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. And they basically what he wanted to and these other guys started about was that there weren't a place for veterans to come home or to feel comfortable with to go to somewhere else other than the VA hospital for services.
Now, did he start this back in what we now consider the Vietnam era in the late in the 70s, 80s, or did this more recently?
This is actually about a five-year project in the making with the collaboration from Sears, a couple other vendors. They found a grant to just be able to renovate this old house on Brady Street. It used to be a tattoo parlor close to the Humboldt and Brady, so that's the closest cross-section.
Yeah, it's a great look. I mean, it is looks like it's just a big old house that's been taken good care of.
Yeah, and largest courtyard seating in Brady. And, you know, the idea is to make the Dry Hooch a non-invasive place for veterans and their families to come in and just kind of mingle and at the same time just kind of mingle with the community. And
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask. So it's for veterans and their families, but so you do open it to people in the community, so that because sometimes you can go in where there's a bunch of people who had the same experience, and if you didn't have that experience, you can feel like you shouldn't be there. But it's important for people to know what vets are doing, so it's good. So can anybody go into Dry Hooch and have a cup of coffee and sit around and talk?
Yeah, I mean, part of the premise of Dry Hooch is that the funds from the coffee house will use to help run our peer support programs and cover the maintenance of the building. And so it's, you know, so we have it just enough where I think the public feels comfortable coming in, but also the veterans will understand what's going on with some of the scenery around them. And of course, you know, our baristas and always ask good questions and can helpfully help, you know, point them in the right direction.
All right. Now, are your baristas vets for the most part?
Yes, we have four baristas and three of the four are veterans.
Okay, good. Now, this is Iraq War, Afghanistan, the 91 War, all the way back to Vietnam. Vets from all our wars.
Yeah, I say, you know, vets from peacetime, vets from every war. And I say, like, family members, loved ones that care about them.
Right.
Because to me, if you've got a vet who's, or a neighbor, and you know they're a vet, then, you know, to me, they're a loved one, or they're a neighbor. And to me, that's the kind of people we want to reach out to.
Right. So it's a coffee shop, but it's also a, is it a, what else do you do there? I mean, what do the vets do there besides a place that they can come and feel comfortable because they're amongst, is there counseling facilities?
Well, I was a social worker with the VA for 7 years.
Okay.
And I know the clinical aspects of it, but with the Dry Hooch, the kind of unique perspective we bring is it's a peer mentorship program. So you don't have to be a licensed clinician to come in. There's group leaders, you know, they have a peer support group certification that they go through, training that we provide.
Right.
However, when they enter our place, there's not a file kept on them. There's not some kind of diagnosis because we can't do that.
Right.
So, but more importantly, you know, we have really cool events there too. Like we have outdoor bands. We have guest speakers from the community that come in.
Right.
So we try to like provide just different avenues of vet and community information.
Right. How long has it been there? Brady Street.
The actual building's been there 2 years.
Okay.
But we just had our 1 year grand opening or anniversary, so really excited.
Oh, good. Is there a lot of flow of people in and out?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, there is. We have a group schedule. It's posted on our website, too.
I was going to say,
dryhooch.org. And we have several different peer support meetings that go on throughout the day. So we have morning stuff. We have Vietnam vet groups in the morning.
Okay.
We have Iraq, Afghan divorce support groups for these men and women who... huge rapid rate amongst the returnees, especially probably closer than the 85-90% level, as opposed to 50-60 of the
that normal.
Yeah. Any rate, so family support meetings, So I say if Uncle Tom has a problem with specialist Snuffy coming home from Afghanistan, this would be a good place for him to kind of just reach out, connect, find different ways to approach the returned service member.
That's great. And it's all no government funding behind this. It's all private sector.
Yeah, all private sector. I'm a big private sector person myself, so I believe in keeping that going. But, you know, it's also... part of the deal is you attach more government money with it. You have more regulations of what you can and can't do. So I feel like this is a pretty good fit for a lot of veterans.
Right. Does the VA, in your estimation, serve the returning veteran as well as it could?
I don't think that the VA does serve the returning veterans as well as it could. And a couple examples are there's a lack of a women's program at the VA.
Yeah.
For especially a separate unit, and you know, we're talking about things like sexual harassment, sexual assault,
right.
A lot of the untold stories from war,
right.
And not just war, but military service in general.
Right.
I think that the consensus I hear from most of the female vets I've worked with is that, hey, you know, we're veterans too, and you know, why are we lumped in the same category with drug offenders or everyone else? So yeah, they do want their separate programs.
Yeah, those big monolithic government entities sort of are about as hard to turn as the Titanic is.
Absolutely. And that's part of, you know, you asked earlier, and that's part of my frustration working with there is that, you know, I proposed things 6 years ago that were just shuffled underneath people's desks because I didn't have an MD behind my name or, you know, the PhD behind my name. However, you know, I had good clinical experience, and I became very frustrated, especially with the returnees and helping them create a warming environment for them. Instead of watching veterans three times our age getting wheeled around and them not seeing any hope at all, and I just feel like it's a bad cycle that just keeps repeating itself.
Now, just on the VA, just for a second, do you think the VA is aware that they're not functioning as fully as they could or should, and are they trying to? I mean, because they're going to have a lot to deal with. Women have been around in the military for a long time, but in these last 10 years, more they're seeing combat. And now, with Don't Ask, Don't Tell going away, there's going to be a whole another set of issues that...
Absolutely. You brought up, there's so many points where I feel the VA does an okay job with. Don't get me wrong, I go to the VA myself for, you know, medication and some general care. But however, with the returnees right now, the suicide rate is through the wall.
Yeah.
Same thing of all wars before us. However, I feel like in 2011, we should be much better prepared than we were in 1969.
Right. And we should have learned something and probably have learned something.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, some of the deals, and especially the traumatic brain injuries, the roadside blasts, I mean, some of these are untold kind of concussionary symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of return vets with their memory issues, you know, a lot of them have sexual dysfunction because of the medications they take.
Yeah.
And some of these, I mean, just untold little deals that mean a lot to them, but there's just not a good place for them to go and process this.
Right. Well, the other thing I think we have learned as a society, as a culture, is that the government can't and shouldn't take care of it all, so there needs to be private sector help, and that's what Dry Hooch is doing, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm excited. When I worked for the feds, I heard all the time, I wish there was some place in the community that somebody could start up, bring some, you know, gifts in for the vets, but it actually gets down. One of my issues when I worked at the VA is I felt like this huge bureaucratic monster. The resources were not getting down to the vets enough.
Right.
And I feel like we can change that, especially with the homeless issue, veterans housing issue. And I want to offer things like rent assistance, you know, car payment assistance for a couple of months, food assistance.
Right.
I mean, gift cards for gasoline so veterans can actually get to work.
Right. One other question I wanted to ask you. You've got a program. You've got a walk coming up, a 5K run walk called the Warrior Run Walk, Warrior Spirit Run Walk.
Yeah, we're real excited. November 12th at 9 a.m. is our first ever Warrior Run Walk.
But people can register earlier than that at 7?
Yes, you can register at 7. We have walk-in, or you can register online at dryhooch.org. There's a link to it. We're going to have several military units there just kind of having their colors flown. There will be a few vendors around different community organizations, and we're real excited about it.
Great. Good. That'll be fun. Hey, one last question because we got to wrap this up. Dry Hooch. What's a dry hooch?
A dry hooch is a term coined in Vietnam for a place for Vietnam veterans to come out of the rain, out of the field, into their bunk where it was dry, where they may have had mail or food or
a cards. Safe place that had some semblance of home.
Yeah, and it's cool because at the Dry Hooch in Milwaukee, there's no alcohol on the premise, right. So it's a dry place, and so Hooch is a good safe place for you to come stay.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Dave, for coming in.
Thank you.